1. Students who wish to take a break from their studies will need to put in an application for leave of absence. If your application is successful, you will be notified via email. At the end of your leave of absence, you must re-enroll at student services and in the subjects you intend to study. 2. There are a number of tests available which can suggest if a person is telling the truth, but knowing which ones are accurate is not easy. A newly created test is claimed to be the most accurate yet in lie detection. However, questions have been raised about its accuracy and ethics. 3. A student exchange program complements formal education, while promoting tolerance, maturity and independence, all highly sought after qualities in today's competitive job market. Living in the host country, not as a tourist or guest but as a member of the community, is what makes the experience both challenging and rewarding. 4. Tidal energy, also known as tidal power, is a renewable source of energy and a form of hydropower used to generate electricity from the energy of the tides. Though not currently widely utilized, due to high costs and limited availability, it can be called the energy resource of the future given the current rate of depletion of energy resources. 5. Certain types of methodology are more suitable for some research projects than others. For example, the use of questionnaires and surveys is more suitable for quantitative research, whereas interviews and focus groups are more often used for qualitative research purposes. 6. Most countries are affected by labor migration. In many rural places, the traditional extended family has been undermined by the need for family members to migrate to towns as an economic necessity. Migration, therefore, presents a major challenge everywhere to social and economic policy. 7. One of the major factors influencing future home design will be the probable change in climate, with hotter summers, colder winters, and the possibility of floods. Consequently, houses will be built with better insulation and will also need ways of keeping cool in hot weather, whether that's air conditioning or more shading of windows. 8. Until fairly recent times, the origin of birds was one of evolution's great mysteries. This is no longer the case. Fossil evidence from China now conclusively proves that there is an evolutionary link between birds and several types of extinct prehistoric reptiles which lived millions of years ago, or in other words, dinosaurs. 9. Group work is valuable because of the opportunities it provides for students to develop collaboration and communication skills. As an assessment task, it has the potential to pose difficulties in relation to appropriate acknowledgement of authorship of individual group members. These difficulties can be minimized by ensuring that the task is well designed, with the roles of individuals effectively identified. 10. The Italian alphabet has fewer letters in comparison with the English alphabet. Italian does not use the letters J, K, W, X or Y, except in borrowed words. However, young Italians are increasingly using the letter K in words that way. 11. Summerhill School was regarded with considerable suspicion by the educational establishment. Lessons were optional for pupils at the school, and the government of the school was carried out by a school council, of which all the pupils and staff were members, with everyone having equal voting rights. 1. Students who wish to take a break from their studies will need to put in an application for leave of absence. If your application is successful, you will be notified via email. At the end of your leave of absence, you must re-enroll at student services and in the subjects you intend to study. 12. This term, the university is running a series of workshops for final year students on how to do well in interviews. These sessions will help participants prepare effectively for and perform at their best during later job interviews. The workshop tutors have an excellent record of success in helping students acquire the positions they desire. 13. Tasmania is a large and relatively sparsely populated island off the south coast of Australia. The island is of particular interest to natural scientists, who go there to research the unique wildlife. Tasmania has, for example, 12 species of bird that are not found anywhere else in the world. 14. Honey has traditionally been credited with significant medical powers, and it has played a major part in many folk remedies. But it seems now its efficacy is not just an old wives' tale. Recent research has shown there is scientific evidence to prove that honey contains elements that prevent bacteria from growing. 15. The college has a fascinating museum dedicated to archaeology and anthropology. It contains information about many of the studies which have been carried out by members of the college over the 500 years of its existence. There are many unique exhibits brought back from excavations and explorations in all the continents. 16. History rubs shoulders and often overlaps with many other areas of research, from myths and epics to the social sciences, including economics, politics, biography, demography, and much else besides. Some histories are almost pure narratives, while others go in for detailed, tightly focused analyses of, for example, the parish records of a Cornish village in the L61H century. 17. There are many kinds of pond, but nearly all are small bodies of shallow, stagnant water in which plants with roots can grow. Water movement is slight and temperatures fluctuate widely. The wealth of plants ensures that during daylight hours oxygen is plentiful. However, at night, when photosynthesis no longer takes place, oxygen supplies can fall very low. 18. Before the time of Alexander the Great, the only Eastern people who could be compared with the Greeks in the fields of science and philosophy were from the Indian subcontinent. However, because so little is known about Indian chronology, it is difficult to tell how much of their science was original and how much was the result of Greek influence. 19. While far fewer people these days write letters and therefore have less use for stamps, there are still a few categories of stamp which attract collectors. Stamps in common use for an indefinite period, until the price goes up, are called definitive issues, while a more collectible type of stamp is the commemorative issue, honoring people, events and anniversaries. 20. In the second quarter of the 19th century, a rapidly growing middle class created a great demand for furniture production. Yet at this stage, while machines were used for certain jobs, such as carved decoration, there was no real mass production. The extra demand was met by numerous woodworkers. Mass production came later and the quality of domestic furniture declined. 21. In the Middle Ages, the design and use of flags were considered a means of identifying social status. Flags were, therefore, the symbols not of nations, but of the nobility. The design of each flag resembled the devices on the noble's coat of arms, and the size of the flag was an indication of how high the owner stood in the nobility. 22. The ritual of the state opening of Parliament still illustrates the basis of the British Constitution. The sovereignty of the royal family has passed to the sovereignty of Parliament, leaving the monarchy with the trappings of power, while prime ministers are still denied the kind of status that is given to American and French presidents. 23. Most peasants remain self-sufficient and skeptical about money, and with good reason, the triumph of capitalism probably made them worse off. They now had to deal with a centralized imperial state that was collecting tax more efficiently, giving more power to landlords, and slowly reducing customary peasant rights to land and produce. 24. Another method governments use to try and influence the private sector is economic planning. For a long time now, socialist and communist states have used planning as an alternative to the price mechanism, organizing production and distributing the resources according to social and strategic needs, rather than based on purely economic considerations. 25. Most succulent plants are found in regions where there is little rainfall, dry air, plenty of sunshine, porous soils and high temperatures during part of the year. These conditions have caused changes in plant structures, which have resulted in greatly increased thickness of stems, leaves and sometimes roots, enabling them to store moisture from the infrequent rains.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.